Let's get to Lindsay Smith, because we're at the ball today. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, mate.
So you got a good hand, as always, at the home track. Lindsay, which one's your best for the punters for our dollar?
The last one.
The last one. Race 8, number 1, Glitter and Gold. No hesitation.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Glitter and Gold, he's been cool as a cucumber on this. He was last the rails, but he went straight through the middle, sailed away and won the last.
The Early Mail.
We like when Lindsay gives us winners. We like when the hour finds his number or when they race at Warrnambool. After some coaxing, that's what we got last week. So that was our last winner, but today we're going to get a couple more. We've got Greyhound action today at Horsham. Rob Glass is on the line. Rob and his father, Graham, each have one Greyhound racing at Horsham this afternoon. We'll ask about both of those. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Appreciate your time early on a Tuesday morning. Now tell me, Rob, about race 5 at number 8 tonight at Horsham. Get a beer, which, let's be honest, we all want to do. It's currently on a 3-race winning streak, including a slick win at Ballarat last Wednesday night. 7 wins, 3 minor placings from 13 starts overall. Does the scratching of Button in box 7 help with Get a Beer out of 8?
Look, you always think you might find a little bit less trouble in a smaller field, but to be perfectly honest, I probably first look at Horsham. Coming from box 8, I probably wouldn't mind a full field. I'd back his early pace to find the front. Wouldn't mind maybe a little bit of jamming up behind us, whereas a small field might give every other dog a chance to bounce up and pin him on the line, maybe. But at least he's going to get plenty of room, so that's always a good thing.
Is $1.95 about right in this 5-dog field?
Yeah, probably is on his recent form. I guess, you know, 410 metres, you think the dogs that are out in front early are probably deserve to be short, but I think as long as the red doesn't settle too close to us, I think that price is right.
Right, that's race 5, number 8, Get a Beer. That's under your name, under your old man's name, Graham. Race 6, number 2, Gucci Girls in action for the first time since Boxing Day at Shep, I think. 3 wins, 4 minor placings from 8 starts at Horsham over the 485. How confident can you be after 3 months off for Gucci Girl?
Look, her trials in recent weeks have been sensational. She's come back from a season. She's just, you know, mad fresh. She, you know, just a matter of what she does early. She's extremely strong, and, you know, if she can get a little bit of luck early, I think, you know, she could be really hard to beat.
Well, she's $3 in the market at tab.com.au. What would you do with my dollar today if I was investing? How would you play it?
Oh, look, I'd love to take the double myself.
Well, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, that would be probably my recommendation. I hope with a bit of luck, both dogs are right in the race.
Well, that's what we'll absolutely do, Rob. We'll take the double, race 5, number 8, into race 6, number 2 at Horsham tonight. That's what we'll do. That'll get some value, mate. We appreciate that. Good luck today with the dogs.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate.
Good stuff. Rob Glass with us too today for him and Father Graham. Race 5, number 8, $1.95 into race 6, number 2 at $3. That'll give us close enough to $6. Close enough there too, $5.85 maybe, pre-multiply. That's in the Greyhounds, of course. All the Greyhound racing thanks to the Watchdog app. See every Victorian Greyhound race live and free. The Watchdog app from Greyhound Racing Victoria, free at your app store. And from a thoroughbred perspective, today we are racing at Ballarat, the Dowling Forest. Beautiful part of the world. Had a little bit of precipitation, I'm sure, overnight. Al, what have you got for us in terms of the conditions, please?
Yeah, well, they've obviously copped it because we're on a heavy 8 at the moment. The rail's in a true position. We're trying to get a hold of Nick Stubbs, the track manager, to see whether that has improved since the latest update or whether there is anticipation of an upgrade throughout the day. But at this stage, a heavy 8 rail in the true. 8 on the car. The first goes at 2 p.m.
Heavy 8 rail true. Well, I wasn't expecting that, Al, when I threw to you regards to the precipitation. We had a little bit of soaking yesterday, but heavy 8, sir. That's a dramatic escalation in the track condition. But I wonder what that means for Austie Coffey, who's got a couple of runners for us today at Ballarat. Been a while since we've chatted to Austie. Good morning, Austie.
Been a long time, Daniel. I haven't had one worth talking about it.
Well, I'm not sure that's exactly right. I follow you a little bit, Austie. You've got plenty of winners in the last little while. You're going all right.
Every now and then I pop up, don't I?
You're going all right, my friend. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning.
I reckon everyone would turn the radio down when I come on.
Not me, mate. I turn it up nice and loud. Make sure I can hear it. Let's have a look at your runners today for us, if you can. Race 5, number 10, Miss Cheviots, is in action today. Been a pretty consistent campaign to date. Had one sort of miss at Conton, about 4 starts back, but been pretty good to you this week, this time in.
Yeah, it definitely has, and we thought she'd go pretty well, although I'm not sure about the heavy 8. So So, you know, I'm going to go, but I wouldn't be too confident on the heavy eight, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's just play a game. If it was, let's just say it was a good four soft five, would you be much more confident you get it done?
Yes, I would be. So if the track race is good, well, I'll be still amongst it, you know.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's race five, number 10, Miss Chevy. It's a bit of feedback on the impact the track might have on her today. And then you got race seven, number three. How do you say this horse's name? Messinati?
Messinati, yeah.
Messinati's out of the inside gate first up today with 61 kegs on the heavy track. What's that going to do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that doesn't all sound a very good mixture, does it? the last time she was on heavy ground, she went terrible at Caulfield too, but... she's probably going to go, although I haven't spoken to the owners yet, but she's probably going to go because then she'll be right around Easter, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay.
So she can just roll around and go today and have a blowout.
So there's more to come for her?
Hopefully, yeah. Although she's a bit of a race-to-race horse, so I'd be leaving her.
Right. All right. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge today, it sounds, for your runners. But if you had one you were leaning towards, just if we had a dollar floating around today, Austin, what would you do?
The other little mare, they're both good little mares, but the other little mare's sort of race fit and probably ready to go, you know.
Right. So we'll take Miss Chevy. Miss Chevy, it's $7 in the early markets. We'll have a bit of that. Hopefully the track races well and we can get over the line.
Thanks, Daniel.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat. Be good.
Good on you, mate.
Austin Coffey, legend. Up there in the Swan Hill region, and we haven't chatted with him for ages, so that's nice to be able to touch base with him again for the first time in a while. So race five, number 10, Miss Chevitz is our investment today at Ballarat, but a little bit of buy beware action, as Austin said.
Now, the apprentice has spoken to the great Nick Stubbs off-air, the track manager at Ballarat, so it is a heavy eight, 6 mil overnight, 28 mil for the week, showers today, hopefully an upgrade, but no certainty.
Right, hopefully an upgrade. So we'll see what happens there at Ballarat. Heavy eight, I was a bit surprised by that. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. So we'll deal with what's in front of us. Austin reckons Miss Chevitz, if the track race is okay, is in and up their eyeball. So we'll see what happens there. Race five, number 10. So dogs tonight at Horsham, 5.8 into 6.2. Gives us about 5.85. And then race five, number 10 at Ballarat today in the Thoroughbreds. $7 in the early markets at tab.com.au.